Hello, I'm Marlene Said in Doha. Here, top stories on Al Jazeera. Beirut has been rocked by its worst day of street violence in more than a decade. Protesters were targeted by unidentified snipers, leaving six people dead and dozens injured. Troops moved in after gunfire during protests against a judge leading investigation into last year's court blast. President Michel Aoun has addressed the nation condemning the violence.
We will never allow anyone to hijack the country. What has happened today will be followed on both levels of the judiciary and the security, and the investigations will reach the reality and the truth and the facts. Those perpetrators will be taken to the court. The investigation of the Beirut port blast will continue because it's a commitment towards the Lebanese people and towards the international community based on the independence of the judiciary.
U.S. President Joe Biden says his country will donate millions of coronavirus vaccines to the African Union. He made the announcement while hosting Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, the first African leader to visit the White House since Joe Biden took office. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton has been hospitalized in the state of California with a suspected blood infection. In a statement, Clinton's spokesman says he's currently on the mend and in good spirits. Doctors say he's responding well to treatment. A Taliban delegation is in Turkey as it continues a diplomatic push for support and international recognition. It comes a day after talks in Qatar where the group appealed to US and European officials to end Afghanistan's isolation. The Taliban wants the West to ease financial restrictions that it says are crippling the country. Pakistan International Airlines is suspending its operations in the Afghan capital, citing security concerns and what it calls Taliban heavy-handedness. An airline spokesman says staff and crew were subjected to intimidation by the group. The company says it's not clear how long the suspension will last. Water in the capital of Canada's northernmost territory has been declared undrinkable over fears it may be contaminated with petrol. A state of emergency has been declared in the city of Iqaluit. 80,000 litres of drinking water has been flown into the territory.